a rich loam, you know, is where it has grown stuff over it. You know, that just enriches land if it's not too wet.
Mm-hmm.
And you cut that off, and that's a loamy, sandy loam in there, you know, where it has got richer by them trees
mm-hmm.
being over it. It enriches land to be covered up.
Mm-hmm. Say if you had some land that was a little swampy and you wanted to get the water off it, you said you were doing what?
Ditching.
Okay. You dig ditches to...
Dig a ditch for it to run out.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Is there, you might say you were ditching it, you might say you were doing what to it? Another word you might use.
Drain it.
Okay. And I think you mentioned, you have a river around here. What else? What about something smaller than a river?
Well, we have lots of branches.
Mm-hmm.
We call them this little old branch back, right back there. Ain't very far, about a quarter and a half a mile. They call that hog pen or pig pen branch. And the one about a mile further over, that's juniper.
Uh-huh.
And there's one over this way that they call Murder Creek.
Murder Creek.
Murder Creek. And then we don't have another one until you come to the river.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Why not something bigger than a branch?
Creeks?
Mm-hmm. That's bigger than?
Yeah, these little branches don't hardly carry any water. We call them a branch because they're so small, right?
Mm-hmm.
But this old creek over here, Murder Creek, is a pretty good stream.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything else besides this branch in a creek? In a river?
Well, I don't think so.
What about something that just runs when it's been raining for a while?
A lot of these branches do that.
Okay. Does a creek ever run dry?
Well, no, not if it's much of a creek. They don't mm-hmm. never go dry. This and don't. They will in places. In other places, they boil, or springs boiling up,
mm-hmm.
keeping part of it going.
Mm-hmm. What were some of the streams or creeks and things in the area that you grew up in?
I grew up right around here.
You didn't... You said you were born on the other side of the river?
I think I was, but I moved on this side before
yeah.
I was old enough to know. And I went to school over there a few years before I come over here. Well, there's a little old branch over there close to the old house we used to have. We used to go down to the head of it and get our water
mm-hmm.
and tow it to the house.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd go to wash, we would carry our clothes down there and wash them down at the spring.
Mm-hmm.
But that, it didn't have a name. I reckon you'd have to call it a branch.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't ever go dry.
Mm-hmm.
No, it is. The head of it is right close to the house, too, off out there, about like the railroad or a little further.
Mm-hmm. And say if there had been kind of a heavy rain, you'd say the water might cut a little...
Ditch.
Okay.
Ditch. Yeah, them little things they cut out. When they first built the road here, before this highway, before they blacktopped it,
mm-hmm.
I declare it would rain and just run down that, where they had the dirt piled up there, and just have ditches, little ditches
mm-hmm.
all along. Be big as my arm, just mm-hmm. run off down the side of it.
Have you ever seen it, say, out in the field, maybe where you have a real heavy rain or something, and it just washes a big area
yeah.
out?
Yeah, a gully.
Okay. A gully's a lot bigger than a
gully. Yeah, yeah. That's right. The old gullies are sure in your field, too.
Uh-huh. What about something along the